This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for singer-songwriter Abay Singh and his new release, Day Music. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Abay Singh and his new release, Day Music. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Abay regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From his CD, Day Music, here is Abay Singh and friends with In My Dreams.
Thank you.
From the album Day Music, that was Abbé Singh and Friends with In My Dreams. Check out Abbé at either Facebook or Bandcamp.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Abbé regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Abbé, it's a fantastic CD that you've got here, and now that it's out there for people to get a listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
I like it a lot. I'm really proud of it. It's the best thing I've ever done. I've grown a lot in the last 10 years as a musician, so, you know, I'm really proud of it. Usually, like, the most recent thing is your most favorite, so it's my favorite of what I've done right now.
I see. And who did you work with in terms of production for this CD?
I worked with my friend Eric Hsu, who studied engineering at NYU. We both just got out of college recently, so yeah, he's a friend of mine. He's a really talented engineer and mixer, and he got together a lot of the musicians and stuff. Yeah, he's a really nice guy, a really smart guy in terms of music production. I have no idea how to do any of that. I'm just mainly do like arrangement and songwriting and stuff like that. So I'm really glad to have him.
I see. And talk about some of the musicians that you've rounded up for this project. I mean, were some of them were they people you've played with before, or were they specifically selected for this recording?
It's a little bit of both. I brought in some people from my old band. I also got some new people because I wanted to have a very not necessarily loud, but like full sound, like wall of sound, because I was really and still am really inspired by Phil Spector's whole, you know,
his wall of sound
approach. Yeah.
So,
you know, I wanted to have organ and piano and guitar and you know, bass and drums, of course, and saxophone. So I had to get a lot more musicians together, and then strings also. Eric Hsu helped me with that, get strings players together and arrange the parts and conduct them and stuff. So yeah, it was a lot more because the band before was just a three piece, you know, so we had to get a lot more people together, which is a lot of fun. I love working with a lot of different people, and they're all extremely talented. So, and it's great to hear, you know, such talented musicians play your work. So, loved it.
And since the album's release, have there been any, and with it getting reviews and such, have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you or that you didn't expect?
Not really surprised me. I mean, I made it originally for friends and family. I made it for people to enjoy. So for context, because before I'd been making like gothic rock and industrial music and stuff that I really enjoyed myself and like a couple other people, but kind of alienated a lot of people, and I felt like people didn't really want to listen to. So then I started getting into more Americana type stuff, and I thought, you know, why don't I make an album of like songs, you know, go back to my basics of songwriting and write songs that I like and, you know, I know people would enjoy and that are just about simple things like falling in love and falling out of love. So, yeah, I mean, the reactions have been pretty positive because I think I made the album so that it was, you know, just an album that people would like. Just sweet, music, sweet, simple music.
And talk about how music began for you. To talk about how all that got started. What drew you in?
It was actually the music of Philip Glass, the minimalist, like maybe post-classical composer.
Right.
I don't really know much about classical music, but you know, I knew him from like film soundtracks and stuff, and I got really into him. And I started, you know, kind of doing like pseudo Philip Glass type stuff on my keyboard just because I loved it so much. So I wrote a lot of like kind of classical pieces in his style. And then my friend Mark wanted to like play, add drums to it, and he was kind of like, he had a kind of like punky drum style. So then we started this project called First Amendment in high school. It was our high school band. That was basically me playing like Philip Glass type dark arpeggiations, and then him playing like punk drums, and then he eventually played guitar too. And so it kind of started out like this weird, just me experimenting on the keyboard, and then eventually I started to learn, you know, the basics of music theory and songwriting. So my music for the past 10 years have kind of just been like an evolution towards more conventional songwriting, and it's kind of, you know, the fulfillment of this album, of like a, you know, an album full of traditional songs.
Right, so. You definitely don't hear too much Philip Glass on this CD.
yeah, exactly. It's funny how like that influence has almost completely gone. Although I still love him.
Right.
But I'm no longer making music in his image.
I see.
Check out Abbé at either Facebook or Bandcamp.com. From his CD Day Music, here is Abbé Singh and Friends once again with My Heart is Weak, I Must Atone.
Last night you sent lions among us, 'cause that's the crazy shit that you do. And one came crashing through my window, 'cause I haven't been loving you. My heart is weak, I must atone. I promise that I'll be completely yours. You'll replace my heart of flesh with a heart of stone, so I won't disappoint you anymore. The lion walked over to me. I tried to stay completely still. You examined the contents of my heart to see whether I should be killed. My heart is weak, I must atone. I promise that I'll be completely yours. You'll replace my heart of flesh with a heart of stone, so I won't disappoint you anymore. I opened up my simian chest. You saw foreign deity. That's so strange to you, but still so familiar to me. Your blood and your words you didn't see. My heart is weak, I must atone. I promise that I'll be completely yours. You'll replace my heart of flesh with a heart of stone, so I won't disappoint you anymore. When I opened up my chest, there was no sword, no heart strong enough to be true. No fire shut up in my bones. No more love for you. My heart is weak, I must atone. I promise that I'll be completely yours. You'll replace my heart of flesh with a heart of stone, so I won't disappoint you anymore. Disappoint you anymore.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month, Frank Juan, and his debut solo EP, Born Ready. As a member of the group Nake Nulawaun, Frank has made his presence known as one of hip-hop's true thinking men. Now he takes the rhymes and rhythms a step further with music which incorporates tribal sound textures and lyrics with a more personal approach. With tracks such as Oil for Blood, Hoka, and Free Your Mind, Born Ready gives listeners a taste of great music to come. Born Ready, the solo debut EP from Frank Juan, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out Frank and Nake Nulawaun at Facebook.com. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Abe Singh and Friends and the album Day Music. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Abe regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
I mean, you mentioned the wall of, you know, Phil Spector's wall of sound. What other sounds do you think sort of influence, you know, the approach that you have now?
Roy Orbison's albums too. I can't remember the name of his producer, but his early albums in the 60s, like Crying and In Dreams and stuff, the very sweet ballady. I really like ballady type emotional stuff, so I liked how he combined that kind of operatic with the rock and roll. That's kind of another thing that I was going for. Also, Dylan's electric albums, like Blonde on Blonde, the early 60s. He has kind of a sweet, ballady type sound to it also. So, those two definitely, along with Spector, were big influences.
And explain your creative process as a songwriter. How do you go about it?
It's usually one of two ways. For this album particularly, one is I write lyrics, and then I write music for it, which is actually the first time I've done this, and I really enjoyed it because I'd always done music before. It was really cool, like, writing all the words and then coming up with chords and a whole song around it. And then the other way is the other direction. I write chords. And then what I usually do is, it's harder for me to write words after music. So when I have, like, melody ideas, I bring them to my friend Drew, who helps with the vocal melodies, and then I bring it to my friend Claire, who helps with the lyrics. So it's either, if I have lyric ideas, then I usually complete it with music, but if I have melody ideas, it's harder for me to go in the other direction, so that's when I usually collaborate with my friends on finishing those songs. So that's how it usually goes. One of those ways.
I see. And with that being said, what songs off of this album stand out for you the most and why?
I think the first song actually has, In My Dreams, has stood out for me the most. I think because the sound of it is the most, or one of the most, produced on the album, because we wanted to have a little variation in terms of each song sounding a little different. So that song sounds the most full, with the full organ and the guitar and the drums loud and up front. But also personally, the lyrics I most relate to, I guess, or I mean, I wrote them, they're about kind of like falling in love when you're young and stuff like that, and for some reason they've, out of any song, that song has stuck with me the most, maybe because it's the most personal and relatable. But of course I love all of it, but that song in particular.
And how are live shows going for you?
Live shows are getting going good. People respond to it really well. It's a lot of fun playing the songs, and people know them and they sing along. That's what I liked about writing these songs too, is that their lyrics are kind of more simple, and I kind of use some cliches and stuff, and you know, people don't really like that sometimes, or they say they don't, but I don't know. I think people like, you know, to have some cliches thrown in there, because, you know, it's easier to, they're like universal human feelings, you know. So, yeah, it's great playing shows and hearing people sing along and it being like a whole communal experience.
And what would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
I guess just I don't know. I'd like them to hear the pain and the emotion through it. And the, you know, the different feelings of, like, nostalgia, especially in, you know, in my dreams and stuff, and melancholy, and, you know, I really want, my primary goal as a musician is to make people feel what I'm feeling, I guess, and that's kind of why I've, you know, gone back to songs and traditional song structures, and you know, to come across to people more effectively, because, so they feel what I'm feeling, basically, because it's a, you know, it's similar, you know, it's like the human condition. It's a universal human emotions. So I guess I just want people to get in touch with their emotions more. Maybe.
Check out Abe at either Facebook or Bandcamp.com. From his album Day Music, here is Abe singing Friends once more with Nighttime Theophany.
In the blood so fresh, filling up the temple and flowing out into the stream. You wake me up, even though I usually ask you to. You wake me up because you want me to do something for you. You call me by my name. You speak see your form and you look the same. You ignore me, even though I usually ask you to. You ignore me because you want me to do something for you. Yeah, you wake me up, even though I usually ask you to. You wake me up because you want me to do something for you.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Abe for his time and his music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rock.